Today is Friday, June 21st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Arizona Day. It's also National Day of the Gong. National Take Your Dog to Work Day. National Selfie Day. National Skateboarding Day. National Peaches and Cream Day. And National Wagyu Beef Day. Or Wagyu. Wagyu. It doesn't say beef, but I think beef is the only thing that's Wagyu, right? Wagyu? How do you say it? Who the hell knows? Well, I want to congratulate all the Arizonans. It was founded on this day, and, well, let's see. To celebrate, founded in 2017 by National, this website actually came up with this day. There again, see, like, nobody, there is no global enforcement of days. I could just say, today is Adam Burns Day. And nobody could really refute that because there's no body, there's no standards body out there saying, anyway. It was instituted to celebrate Arizona as the 48th state to join the union. I'm wondering if this is the day Arizona became. What day did Arizona become a state? No. It's just random. So they just randomly picked a day. Arizona became a state on February 14th, 1912. 112 years ago. And some change. And this National Arizona Day bullshit is not even on the same day. Okay. Well, these are still interesting things for me to... Well, I find these interesting. So, and it's... Whose show is it? You ever watch James Corden? I find there are a lot of people that did not like the James Corden show. And... Or ambivalent, or didn't watch it. But Mark and I really enjoyed the James Corden show. Although we pretty much, when I say the James Corden show, late night or the late show with James Corden, whatever. I don't know what the name of it was. But we really enjoyed it. We would watch it every night after in bed. We would go to bed and we would turn on James Corden and we would just watch the monologue. And if they played any games, because Mark and I, neither one of us are interested in interviews with celebrities. Maybe if we really like the celebrity, but I've always found, like, celebrities, I only enjoy them for whatever they do. If they're an actor or actress, I enjoy watching them act or actress. if they're a singer, I enjoy watching them sing, other than The Voice, because I do find the judges on The Voice, I like the banter between the judges. So, you know, they make a game show out of it, basically. And artists, you know, I painters or graphic art, you know, I want to see their work. I don't need to hear them interviewed necessarily, even like when I'm into something like computer science or when I, you know, when I was really watching a lot of YouTube videos on 3D modeling, there are podcasts where 3D modelers are interviewed. I don't really find that interesting. But one on them actually doing 3D modeling and showing you how to do it or, you know, viewing their work, I enjoy. But anyway, all that being said, we used to watch James Corden. We liked it. And we did not enjoy the interviews. And so why was I saying that? My Alzheimer's is now kicking in. I went into so much detail about James Corden and now I can't remember what my point was. Jesus. Anyway, I can't remember what my point was. It'll come to me. I know that it's going to come to me. We like to watch James Corden We like talk shows. Maybe it was just that, you know, we don't, I don't know. What the hell was I talking about, folks? Downtown. I could just hear that song playing on Big Fatty. Because I'm sure I had a point, and I cannot remember what the point was. So let's look and see if we have any, I don't think we have any contact, but oh, we do. We have one text message. I think someone let Tony in Illinois, by the way, do you say Illinois or Illinois? I think it's Illinois, not Illinois. Yeah, it's Illinois. I don't know why I'm even asking that question. Mark says St. Louis, St. Louis, and then he'll say St. Louis, because he's not sure if he should pronounce the S, but he says St. Louis. I think it's either St. Louis or St. Louis. I don't think. And who says St. Louis? Anyway. Tony in Illinois says, I think he's been playing with ChatGPT is what I'm saying. He says, quote, Adam's absurdly alliterative audio adventure. Adam, the audacious audio architect, anchored the geeky gay ship with zest. His tongue, a tempest of titillating text, tackled tricky topics with tenacity no less. In the geeky gay galaxy, he'd grab and giggle. Sorry. In the geeky gay galaxy, he'd gab and giggle, gyrating through geekdom, his grin a wiggle. From Star Trek sagas to superhero strife, Adam's anecdotes amplified our geeky life. Geeky gay, he'd chant. Cheeks aglow, his consonants cavorted, vowels in a row. He'd twist and tumble, tangle and tease, his listeners laughing, their ears at ease. It sounds like, it reminds me of the night before Christmas. It was a night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Maybe the form, the structure, or whatever is the same. I'm not sure. Well, thank you for that, Tony. You know, I call this show Geeky Gay. And I am a geek. And I do have geeky hobbies. Computer programming, anything on the computer. Even I would consider podcasting to be kind of a geeky hobby. Audio. But I don't spend a lot of time going to great detail. It's not like people come to this show to hear about Star Trek. And I would argue there are a lot of people who are more into Star Trek. I love Star Trek, but there are people who are into it way more than me and would get into discussions and stuff and watched every single thing. I do not like Deep Space Nine. I have not watched all of Deep Space Nine because I don't like Deep Space Nine. Maybe one day I will go back and see if I like it now. But when I tried to watch it back in the day, I did not like it. And the only thing that I could consider that I thought maybe this is why, I can't confirm this, is that they were just on a space station and they didn't go anywhere. And it was about a war, which, I don't know. I liked the exploration part of Star Trek on the ship. They went to a different planet every week. They met different creatures and stuff like that and different aliens. And I know different aliens and creatures came to the space station. Maybe it was the war thing because I don't know. I'm not really sure, but I didn't like it. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't really watch the animated stuff. I, you know, don't read the books. So there are much, you know, there are many more devoted Star Trek fans than me, and I don't talk about Star Trek really on this show. Nor do I really go into detail about how to program a computer or anything. But I am a geek. So, bottom line, thank you, Tony. I appreciate you putting in the work to type into ChatGPT or Gemini or Sonos or Soro, not Soro. That other company, Claude. I think Claude is the other one. But I appreciate it. So, yes, we have had another day and still nothing going on. I will say today at work was also fine. Nothing happened. I am trying to get ready to go on this vacation in like a week. We have a week and a half, I think. Let's see. We're leaving on July 3rd. And we have, I'm just going to look at a calendar here. I think I only have one full week of work left. Yeah, that's right. So I have today, and then next week, and then I'm working July 1st, and then I'm off starting the 2nd, and I will not go back to work until the 15th. So I'm off for almost two whole weeks. I'm getting a haircut on the 2nd. We're not leaving for our trip until the 3rd, but I have to take off the full day of work because, as you guys know, it takes me 5 hours to drive to my haircut. So 10 hours plus an hour for the haircut. There's no time for work. So I had to take an extra day off. So yeah, I'm just trying to get all my work cleared up so that while I'm gone, I can just not think about it and think about vacationing. And then when I come back, I won't be completely stressed because I will have set myself up for success. So the rest, you know, today and all of next week is about setting myself up for success and being able to be stress-free while I'm on my vacation is what it's about. So hopefully I make that happen. And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It always ends up that work comes up that I wasn't planning for, like 2 days or a day before I go on a trip. And then I'm staying up late trying to finish up. So I hope that doesn't happen. We'll see. And I hope my boss doesn't chew me out again between now and vacation. But at least I'm going on vacation. Well, and this is vacation season because I have one in July. I have another one in September. I have another one in October. So, all right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.